is real news and great conversation. A Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Elon Musk joined President Trump in the Oval Office and, for the first time since joining his administration, took questions from reporters as he defended his Department of Government efficiency.
The people voted for major government reform, and that's what people are going to get. They're going to get what they voted for.
The president said he always follows judges' orders when asked about judges who've temporarily blocked some of the initiatives. The president also welcomed Mark Fogel to the White House the day he was released after 3.5 years of detention in Russia. Terms of the deal for his release were not announced, but the Kremlin now says a Russian citizen's been freed in the U.S. and is expected to return to Russia in the coming days. Today, the first look at inflation for the year. The January inflation readout released as Fed Chair Jerome Powell testifies for a second day on Capitol Hill. Tens of millions impacted by three different storm systems, bringing snow to the Northeast. The biggest concern, heavy rains and possible mudslides in California. This is ABC News. The pilot of a small plane walks away after crashing into a New Hampshire neighborhood, narrowly missing houses.
It happened just after 10 a.m. yesterday. Dave Lennon was practicing takeoffs and landings in his 1946 single-engine plane when he says he stalled.
I was shooting for the end of the runway, and then I just obviously didn't make it, but it was closer to the houses than I thought.
The 65-year-old walking out of the plane unharmed. He says he's sad to have lost the plane he's owned for 30 years, but glad to be alive.
That's ABC's Rhiannon Alley. As President Trump continues to make offers about buying Greenland, Denmark is circulating a petition making an offer it jokingly believes the president won't refuse Denmark to buy California. Petition has about 200,000 signatures so far. Its goal is 500,000. Another goal, the Danes say, to bring Hygge to Hollywood. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Our record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes. With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Marquette ends their losing streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Marquette with a victory last night over DePaul, 68-58 in Milwaukee. The Golden Eagles have struggled from behind the three-point line. I asked Marquette Stevie Mitchell on why it's been that way most of the season.
That's just how the game goes. I think, you know, there's players, teams that can shoot the ball poorly and then, you know, shoot the ball really well on any given night. So, you know, we're really proud of the win today because we shot the ball poorly and we're able to win ugly. And I think that's something we struggled to do the past three games, you know, when it got rough, when it got hard. You know, we weren't resilient like we were today in terms of just, you know, finding a way to win anyway, not getting caught up in, you know, our missed shots, not getting caught up in, you know, things that we really can't control and just doubling down on all things we can control.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Timberwolves tonight in Minnesota, their last game heading into the All-Star break this weekend. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's a comedy to look forward to, starring a rock star duo of Bill Murray and Kristen Wiig. The two Saturday Night Live alums will headline the cast of Epiphany, which will be directed by Max Barbacow, who also directed Palm Springs. The plot sees Kristen Wiig as an heiress who has blown through her fortune and now has 2 weeks to marry a rich man or lose everything and end up homeless. She meets Murray's character, who is a math savant and billionaire. Really hoping there's no sex between the two leads in this film. As of February 14th, YouTube will be 20 years old. The social media platform, which started started with people posting home movies and personal videos, has turned into a global phenomenon and a major studio that even makes feature films in 4K. According to Deadline, YouTube just reached another milestone. More people now use the TVs in their home when watching YouTube content than they do on their phones. Go figure. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We have some snow on the way today from this morning right on through this evening. Overall, we're looking at around 2 to 4, maybe a little more inches by the time it winds down overnight tonight. Our high today near 20. Tomorrow, sunshine returns with a high of 17. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 3 above.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, legalities and illegalities of the first couple weeks of the Trump administration. Jim Santel will be here and Dan Schaefer in hour number 2 to recombobulate. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the city of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Here we go, Frank. We got very special, was it a sit-in? Because we sit the whole show. It's not a stand-in.
I'm a sit-in, not a stand-in. I'm a sit-in. I'm keeping the chair warm for
you are.
Johnny.
Yes.
And
he's off today.
I'm getting a little bit of a smell out of this chair, but it's... No, I'm just kidding.
Welcome.
Hey,
Thank you for...
I sprayed that down.
You did.
Yeah. I sprayed down the entire studio.
I saw the spray can.
I mean... No germs in this room, huh? No. And really, come in here in the morning, it's...
Because it's crazy out. There's germs everywhere. So you got to... You know, it's almost back to COVID where you're washing your hands every time.
As you should. But this is... This flu season is...
Yeah, it's been crazy.
I know. Like
my kids.
Yeah. Everybody's
got it. I got one kid, Jack, who can't miss any more school, they said.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like truancy. I'm going to court.
Yeah, no.
Or I'm paying a fine.
They... You know, my kids, when they were in school, high school, we were going to take a couple days, leave a little bit early for Thanksgiving on vacation. Yeah. He's like, no. Because if I let you do that, it's unexcused. And if you're unexcusing, you get the boot.
You can't do that anymore.
No. The old days.
Like when they were young, I'd take them out. Hey, let's go to Disney.
Right.
Let's do something. When they're in middle school, high school, no.
Because, and I kind of agree with that a little bit and we made the change. Like, I was surprised. I went and saw the principal. I said, we're going to take our kids out a couple days early.
Do you know how I am?
No, it wasn't that at all.
Oh, you did say you did that? Yeah. Okay.
He was very, there was no wiggle room at all. It's not like, well, if they make it up or, and, you know, unlike me. They had good grades too. Sometimes they gave these good students like, all right, you can do that. But little Jimmy, I want you here every day and after class. Yeah. So,
well, I guess, I don't know if this for sure, but if you miss too much, you have to make it up.
Yeah.
And that would be at the end of the school year. And it's weird.
Yeah.
Like you come for a day or two. What are you going to sit in the office? It's like in school to suspension or whatever. But they make it up.
Yeah.
They have to make it up.
But the sickness, that is kind of excused,
the
right?
Crud. I mean, what do they call it? The crud? Yeah.
But, and I was talking yesterday, I actually got even a couple comments on that when I was out yesterday. I think what's cool about the flu, not cool, but it really can take you down.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you lay next to your dog doesn't get sick.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Because Milton was fine.
Well, dogs are, you know, they're clean.
I'll pass that on. Anyway, that was our interest yesterday.
Yeah.
So, Frank, thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
I am fantastic.
You kicked off your show.
Yeah, our show opened last week at, of course, Anchorman, Hello Green Bay, a little spoof on the movie Anchorman, but we touch on like 1974 in Green Bay. And my nemesis in the show, believe it or not, is a Z-Man, of course,
yes,
on Channel 5.
Right.
And he doesn't make an appearance in the show, but I talk about Zelaski a lot. And we actually I'm so jealous of him because he's so darn good. And I want to be number one.
Was he here in 74?
No, he was not. He was a starting reporter.
He was.
But still.
Okay, but
he's
funny,
a name
though.
that we use.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I was thinking about going, you know, Chuck Ramsey and all those big names, but he is still relevant. He's 72. He's still on the on TV. He looks great.
Oh, man.
He's got the great pinstripe suit, so I make fun of all of that because I, Frank Burgundy, want to be Tom Zaleski at WDUM News.
Oh, that is funny. That's funny.
Yeah.
He really does a lot of outside the news as well. I mean, you as do you, but boy, he MCs events and he does auctions and very community minded. I was surprised because I think I was talking to him one time just about these guys do like 3-4 year contracts. And,
correct.
You know, I think he could have maybe teed it up, but he likes what he does too, which I think is great.
I was actually working at Channel 5 as a salesman back when it said Z-Man is coming. When his contract was broke at WBAY and he came to FRV, this was in 1992 or 93. I can't remember the exact date. Maybe it was 94. I don't know. But anyway, he had to sit out a full year.
Oh,
he got paid.
Non-compete.
And he would just, non-compete. He would just write news articles. And we had stickers on our cars that said, the Z-Man is coming. That was big news.
Oh, so you had a year to play it out.
We had a year to play it out.
Because he was on non-compete. Yeah. That's funny. All right.
Anyway.
We've got, where's your show tonight?
Our show tonight is at the Capital Civic Center in Manitowoc. I know we're getting snow, but it's that fluffy snow. We were talking about this. You can still drive, folks. It's on the lake shore. It's fluffy, fluffy snow.
Yeah.
And the show tonight at the Capital Civic Center, and it is there are tickets available. Available at the door.
And then when you come back here,
We'll be back tomorrow or Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
All right.
Great. Of course, you want to bring your Valentine to the show.
Oh yeah.
You'll laugh the whole time.
I think people who want to do something on Valentine's Day, I mean, today's Wednesday.
Time to make a plan.
Right.
You know, get a card.
You come home.
Head to Dollar General.
You
get
come
a
home
card.
And what are we doing tonight? You better have a better answer than that. And it goes both ways.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's not like the guy has to take the lead, but someone needs to take the lead or else it's like, we're not doing anything tonight. It's like, it's Valentine's
you
Day.
You really Your show need would to have be a great. Plan. Yeah. You can come out. It's 2 hours, you know, 7:30 to 9:30. You can have dinner before. Nice. You know, we have lots of restaurants right here. Downtown Green Bay you can hit and come
and
to the
they've
show.
They've got seating. Valentine's Day gets very busy, so you can buy. There's a couple places. I don't know, 10 to 1, but the Walnut Room, you can buy your seating for 4, 6, or 8.
Correct.
For, not people, 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 8 o'clock.
Boom.
And
that's quite a Valentine's Day if there's 8 people. You know what I'm saying?
That's why. Do I have to clarify that?
I just thought I would. Because my eyes got really big.
Whoa,
And what I like about it, there's 6 restaurants that I read about. I'm sure there's more, but you prepay. And it's done. It's the tip. It's
everything.
Everything. Because you kind of want to focus on your partner, right?
Of course.
Listen, this is too much, or that's like, that's what we did, or that's what we're going to do. I already took care of that. Do you have that app? And I'm the last guy to be on an app, but through your phone, you could pick a restaurant and make a reservation.
My wife does.
Yeah.
I don't. you know, I'm the old school guy. Let's just show up, see if we can get in.
Right.
That's me.
Those days are over.
Oh, they are over. They really are. You know, having kids makes you, you know, they're at home yet. We just don't go out to eat like we used to.
No.
No, we don't.
Also, you know, there's an expense to that, too, that I remember I was complaining. Far be it for me to complain, but I thought the service took a few steps back because of COVID, because of the labor market, because of a lot of things. And I was reading an article and in a pretty reputable paper in the journal, and they said if you're complaining about the service, the wait times, get used to it because this is the new normal. And I'm like that, so I've done a lot more cooking at home.
Yeah, well, it's the workers.
I mean, I know, it's labor.
It's all labor. Yeah. I remember when I was a waiter and I worked at a really cool restaurant in town called Baxter's. I made so much money. Yeah. I was a good waiter. I could handle 6-7 tables at a time, man. Yeah. I put myself through college. Yeah. Now it's not there anymore.
I waited at the Carlton banquet.
You did the,
That was
serious
money.
I did the Carlton for a little while too. You worked for Barrett?
Yeah.
Nice.
That was good money because it was only 8 days a month.
That's it.
So you're in school. It's like, okay, I can do this. Yeah. And, but then you would get like you know, a table, but the table could have 40 people, right?
I mean, yeah, you bring out too. Those prime rib dinners exactly. on the trays, you know, big trays.
And, yeah. And the tips were great. And oh, man, if people, that was all cash. What I do, though, I will say this, and this is, someone told me that if you pay with your credit card, leave the tip in cash. Because
let me tell you, do you know
card,
why?
No.
Okay. Well,
they get to keep it, right?
Well, no. What happens is you don't get that tip right away. It comes on your check, so you don't get that money at the end of your shift. Now, some places do that, but my son worked at a place where he got those charged credit card tips when his pay period came. At the end. So you don't get that money right away.
And she that's can't go home with a fistful. No,
that's why I always leave a cash tip.
Right, pay on credit card.
Not all the time. Sometimes it's inconvenient.
Sometimes you don't have
but
cash.
But I love it when it comes up. Would you like to leave 20, 25% or 30%? Come on.
where's the
10? For the coffee. No tip.
I know.
I get talked into it at Packer games. Like you buy a beer.
Really? They tip there?
Well, there's when you play with a credit card.
Yeah, but...
And they say, "Oh, we're working for so-so." Well, if it's a good cause, of course,
different. Yeah. So that's where they get 30 people to do a food stand, correct. And then the tips and all the money they get hour. And oh, that I would do that.
Yes, I always do. Yeah.
For we worked a couple Packer games, and one of our daughters was in violin, which it's tough to get 30 parents. There's just that was kind of a small
and
niche.
It's tough
back
to get
then.
In a violin too.
So we would work the booth. Yeah. We would work the booth where you only needed three people. The little teddy bears and the shirts and all that. And I don't know. I should go to confession. I did take advantage of a few people that were a little lit up. And I'm like, oh, you got kids? Yeah, I do. Well, you got to buy this for your kid. And you load them up with another $50, $60.
It's salesmanship.
Yeah, I know.
It's salesmanship. It's part of the deal. I did the same thing.
All right. Yeah. So, hey, this weather. Yeah. I want people to go to your show.
Yeah.
And the weather, I think we're going to get some snow
tonight.
It's
sensationalized, Jim.
It is.
The weather is sensationalized.
Todd,
and I'm going to put a stop to this. And we're talking to the weather. Right?
Back it up there, buddy.
But I
don't think it's going to be that bad up here, though.
No.
I think Milwaukee and south of Fond du Lac will get hit pretty hard.
But they are... saying though, if you watch the news, not read the news, but if you watch news, it they're making that Friday to be, I think, more than it is.
Is there a name for it already?
What's that?
Oh, of course. I'm not sure what
it
is.
What was the last one? Deborah?
Brenda.
Brenda.
Oh, we're just getting started.
Not a great name. I mean, come up with something fancy, right?
I want Snowstorm Frank.
There you go.
That would be a good one.
We got a ways to go on that because it's just alphabetical. Yeah,
I don't know what it is. I don't know who picks it.
Yeah, it does. I don't know who picks it either.
Okay.
We talked to Brittany one time about that, and she explained it to us, and we said, Brittany, get a snowstorm named after us. So I don't. She's going to work on that. So, but hey, today this is going to be fun again, Frank. Thanks for sitting
anytime.
In on this. But we've got Ashley Hoffman's coming in. You know Ashley.
Yep.
Everybody knows Ashley from the Northland Hotel.
Yep.
They got a really cool event coming up. This Pause for Applause.
Yep.
You know, a little bit with the rescues, a lot of it with judging dogs in their costumes. It's a fun event, and she's going to talk about that. I think that's coming up. I think that's next Saturday. She'll give you the dates on that. Amanda Johnson, she's been on here before from the Hull Resource Center. That whole Give Big Green Bay is kicking off, and that's where you give money to an organization. I think there's selected 50 of them. And then it gets matched.
Yes.
So this
very
is a cool,
it's
a good day for Green Bay.
Yep.
And then we're talking before the show, this Ben Indiana Melcor, moving with the Melcors. They got a big announcement they're going to tell us about, but these people, they know the real estate business.
Yes.
And boy, is that something you got to keep your pulse on.
Yes, you do. The market is crazy, and I want to get some updates.
And John Kramer, who is just an awesome guy from the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary, and Spencer Nolan Young, the local artist. All coming up.
Boom.
We'll be right back.
Boom.
Fright.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista. Everything you've been wanting. All right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Believe it or not, it is once again time for Wisconsinites to head to the polls and vote. I know, we all have a bit of election fatigue after 2024, but the spring election primary is coming up on Tuesday, February 18th. One race that will be on every ballot statewide for the spring primary is for state superintendent. Incumbent Jill Underley is seeking another term, and two candidates are challenging her. Jeff Wright, superintendent for Sauk Prairie Schools, and Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant and former charter school executive. Kinzer's candidacy, in particular, is gaining steam. Her campaign reported raising more than $500,000, far more than what Underley or Wright have brought in. With that type of financial support, this could prove to be a more competitive race for state superintendent than what we've seen in quite some time. This is becoming a real race to watch.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Man, you gotta love these guys, right?
I love Ario. One of my favorite bands.
Talk about staying power.
Yeah, staying power, exactly. Oh my God. I saw him at the Brown County Arena back in 1980-something.
I think I was there.
Oh, my God. I think I was, too.
I think, really, I'm not kidding you
like
guys.
Like 87, maybe, yeah. Or something like that, right?
I can figure these out. Hold on, I just broke the headphones.
Okay, Mino, hold on one second.
I just gotta turn them around. We gotta figure it out.
Todd will come in here and fix them for you.
Whatever, we're good. It's just one of those you gotta go like this. There we go. Look at that. Hey, boom. Huh?
I don't know.
I just tore a bicep doing that too. Okay. Ouch. Cronin. Kevin Cronin, his brother, worked at Fox 11 from REO Speedway. Did you know that as a weatherman?
Sean Cronin.
Sean Cronin, yes. Really? Yes. A little bit of history you did not know.
Were they stepbrothers or something?
I think so, because they didn't look anything alike. No. And one couldn't play the piano.
Right.
Wow.
Sean couldn't do the weather.
Sean was shorter, a little bit bigger.
Yep.
And then, you know, Kevin is just, you know, skin and bones, basically. Yep.
Kevin's still with him?
Kevin is still with him. He is the guy who writes all the music, Kevin Cronin.
Wow.
Yeah. The way he enunciated the words, it was just so different from any other band.
Yeah.
The way they put their lyrics into their music, just very different the way it was presented.
Well, I thought they were always fantastic, and man, they had a lot of hits and made a lot of money.
Yeah, as they should. That was great. I love people that got that staying power. Yep. You know, some of these things are a couple, 3 years. And I know what we were talking about on a different show. These bands break up. Britney Spears, right? She's the famous one right now.
Yeah.
She's going to break all the records because the band's not going to break. It's just, she's
who's
solo.
Britney Spears?
Yeah, exactly. Are you talking Shania Twain?
No,
Britney Spears, the one that went to the Chiefs fan.
No, that's Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. Okay. Yeah. All right, Taylor Swift. Sorry.
Wow. Hey, Grandpa, it's Taylor Swift.
I want to make my point.
Okay, let's do it.
This is my point.
He's talking about Rosemary Clooney. That's how far back
she was. Great. She was good.
Yes. My point
is that. Sorry.
I can see both of you in that outfit, by the way. Like Bing Crosby.
She's going to break all these records because the band's not going to break up. Correct. A lot of times these people could have been more successful, but someone dies or the band breaks up. And that's why they think she's just getting started. And she's already, I don't know, is she number one on some other? I don't know what I'm talking about. But she's going to be very famous because she doesn't have that element. And I want to give REO Speedwagon a lot of credits.
Because they're a band and they stayed together.
They stayed together. Yeah. And just think of the personalities. Yeah. I mean, that can happen with two people. It can you imagine
the Beatles,
5, 6, 7?
Van Halen, right. Come on. Here's what it is. You give 4 or 5 people in a band the same amount of power. It's kind of like running a business. You still got to have someone to make
right.
the decision.
Someone's got to be the GM.
And that's why whenever all businesses I'm involved with right now, I own majority so I can make the decision.
Okay.
Okay? Are we going to talk about this?
We are because okay. I teach yeah. a class.
Yes.
And
I
want to
know your opinion on this.
You can have a sole proprietorship.
Correct.
Partnership. LLC, C Corp, S Corp. And I tell them that the LLC is the way to go because you can take investors
mm-hmm.
and there has to be someone assigned the manager.
Yep.
And that is
it's
usually
called the agent.
Me.
Is yeah. it called the yeah. agent?
And that's
correct.
You.
That's me.
And you
yep.
can have other investors.
Yes, I do.
But when they call
yep.
you at 10 at night, it's like, no.
Yep.
I'm in charge.
Yep. Exactly. And that's because I was in a few businesses where we all had equal.
No.
And it did not work and it failed.
Yeah.
So
no, I think that's
I'm a
good.
Big proponent of.
A couple of texts coming in. It was REO with opener Georgia Satellites at Brown County Arena.
Oh, my God.
And Terry was there.
Terry.
And then another one, Taylor cannot be more popular than Liberace. That's from Gary.
Gary, that hurts a little bit.
Wow.
Frank
yeah.
you've been, what, 25, 26 years?
Well, I've been doing Let Me Be Franks for 26 years.
Okay. Yeah. Performer, entertainer, extraordinaire. Who is the most famous musician to come out of the state of Wisconsin?
Out of the state of Wisconsin? Liberace, and of course, hold on, there's one, Lawrence Welk.
Where's he from?
He's from Madison.
Oh.
Look it up. Yeah.
Don't know that I knew that.
You didn't know that. Yeah.
I would still take Liberace
well,
over
kind
him.
Of an Iowa guy too, and but he was in Madison.
So that's why this guy's teasing me that he yeah. I thought Liberace
biggest,
hands down.
Yeah, Liberace by far as fame goes around the world, I would think. You know, but there are some big names, you know, William Dafoe right now, you could put him on that because he's in every movie and he's from Appleton.
Yeah. Right.
You know, I mean, he is right now the star.
Well, that Tony Shalhoub is
Shalhoub
very, very
from
popular.
Green Bay,
he's
at
right
one time
over here
he
at East
was.
High School. Yeah.
You know, he's kind of like laid low lately, but his shows on Netflix, Monk, is still highly
rated.
Oh,
my gosh. I love that show.
Everybody still watches it.
Yeah. Yep. That's. Mm-hmm. Gilligan's Island, Golden Girls. I mean, that's
correct.
Just something that is always fun
Golden
to watch.
Golden Girls. Yes, it is. You are right. Let's put it with Golden Girls.
Well, no, like,
hey, I'll tell you, I watch Born. Golden Girls any day.
The Golden Girls is funny. Yeah. And that, yeah. There's a Wisconsin person, yeah. right? No, we talked about that. Betty White wasn't from Wisconsin.
No.
Her husband
was. Alan yeah. Ludden was born in,
yes.
in Mineral Point.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Anyway, to the Britney
Did
Spirit.
You have something, Todd, you wanted to?
Well, just some other texts coming in. Yeah. Dave Dudley. Les Paul from Wisconsin.
Yes, yeah.
We did have this discussion one morning, and people said that Liberace was not
I know,
the most
but that,
well-known.
And that's,
who else
that,
would
I know
it be?
We talked about that, Todd, but the reason I asked Frank is because, you know, everybody's equal, but Frank's just a little more equal that you've been in the business.
Yeah,
for those, and
yeah.
for you to just... Liberace, right off the lips.
Well, you said it because you said it.
No. Top of the mind.
Exactly.
That's a little bit true.
William Dafoe was second. it was second right there.
All right.
So is Lawrence
Welk.
Hey, yeah.
We like to talk about whose birthday it is today.
Yes.
And
yes,
I said to you when you came in this
Four
morning.
Who are these people?
I you know them, right?
He does. So, Frank, why don't you tell our listeners who is celebrating their birthday today?
Christina Ricci is 45 from the Addams Family
fame.
She
was great, right?
She's just a beautiful, beautiful and sexy person.
Was that who? Yeah. Was that
she
Natasha?
Wednesday.
Was that, oh, she's Wednesday.
The first
yep.
Addams Family.
Oh, that's
yep.
cool.
But she's had many, many movies. Very, very. How do I say this?
Hot.
Yes, but okay.
mysterious,
dark,
a
kind
bit
of
dark.
That, kind of yeah. emo kind of cat.
Yeah,
cat. And
like
then of course
mystery.
Josh Brolin. Who knew? Josh Brolin is 57 years old. I mean, Thanos. He is Thanos. I love Josh Brolin. He's one of my favorite actors. And then here's one that.
Well, just wait now. Okay. I don't know who this guy is.
You don't know? Really?
No.
Josh
Brolin? I really
Brolin?
Don't. No.
Okay.
Is...
First of all, he was in Goonies. Okay. Do you remember the show Goonies?
No. Nope.
He played the older brother?
Nope.
Really?
What else?
Old Country for Old Men? No, No Country for Old Men or whatever. No.
I'll look it up.
Yeah.
Let's
yeah.
Move on.
Whatever. I can't. I don't think he was in there. Chyna Phillips is also 50. Do you know who Chyna Phillips is? Her dad was a very, very important songwriter. Had lots of hits. Come on, Phillips. Chyna Phillips.
Phillips.
All the leaves are brown. Oh. And the sky. And Chyna had a successful career, too.
He wrote, that's for the Mamas and Papas he wrote?
Look at that. Oh, this is her song, China Phillips.
Wilson Phillips.
Wilson
right?
Phillips. Hold Brian on. Wilson's daughter, and this is, yep. Yeah. Very nice.
Did he write this?
No. I don't know who did.
Someone. But she wrote it. That's China singing right there.
Okay. Well, I like that. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Up in these chains. Okay. And then Arsenio Hall, who had the longest finger in the world. Remember that?
All right. A couple more. We'll get to it when we get back. Frank, thanks for being here. We'll be right back. This is Frank Hermes and the mayor.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Well, Wisconsin farms are in the middle of a lot of decision-making. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Taking a look at all kind of risk management tools, making sure that crop insurance is looking proper this year. Taking a look at input costs. There's a lot of decisions to be made. But one decision that's easier this year, ARC versus PLC. That's agriculture risk coverage versus price loss coverage. Dr. Paul Mitchell, professor at the Rank Agribusiness Institute on the UW-Madison campus, says April 15th may be the deadline for that decision. But he said, in the end, it's pretty simple.
My recommendation for this coming year for the 2025 crop is use ARC for all of your crops. ARC for corn, soybeans, wheat, oats. ARC is generally going to pay in situations when farmers more likely need it. Both ARC and PLC will pay for corn in general, but ARC will pay more often when prices are low and revenues are low, whereas PLC will pay more when yields are high and prices are low. That's a situation, though, when a lot of times those higher yields are going to make up for the low prices, and you won't need the payment support so much, whereas ARC will definitely help you a lot. When your county yields are low, your yields are low, prices are low, you're going to get larger payments when you need it.
Dr. Paul Mitchell with the Rank Agribusiness Institute saying this year it looks like agriculture risk coverage, or ARC, all the way.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Goldlight provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Barrel cheese was a quarter cent higher yesterday at 181 and three quarters. 40-pound block cheese was up a half, 190 and three quarters, while AA butter gained a nickel to 243 a pound. This morning, December new crop corn's unchanged at 470. November new crop beans down 3.5, 1052. July new crop wheat's up a penny and a half at 603. March class 3 milk that goes into cheese down 4 at 1981 a hundredweight. There's a market snapshot on a Wednesday. I'm PM Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have some snow on the way today from this morning right on through this evening. Overall, we're looking at around 2 to 4, maybe a little more inches by the time it winds down overnight tonight. Our high today near 20. Tomorrow, sunshine returns with a high of 17. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it's 3 above.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new WISCO 411 for you. And the Fox Valley Technical College in Appleton is hosting their third annual Black History Month Afro Hair Fair. On February 15th, from noon till 4 p.m., you can join an event that focuses on increasing access to proper care for 3A to 4C hair types. So whether you're a parent, a student, stylist, or passionate about hair equality in general, this is your opportunity to connect and learn together. Head to WGBW.fm, click events, and learn how to register now.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome 24 actor Glenn Morshauer. And joining the show all the way from Sweden, our favorite musical duo, 7,000 Apart. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The National Weather Service says Northeast Wisconsin can expect 3 to 4 inches of snow in the northern part of our listening area and up to 6 inches in the southern portion as a winter storm moves through the region today. The majority of the accumulation is expected this evening. Once this passes, another snow event is headed our way on Friday. With single-digit temperatures a common occurrence and wind chills below zero, a new daytime warming center has opened in Neenah. The shelter at St. Paul's Lutheran Church on North Commercial Street will be open from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. any day that the morning temperature is 10 degrees or colder. The warming shelter is open to all and can serve up to 25 people at a time. When 50-year-old Dennis Sutrick pleaded no contest to first-degree reckless homicide for the August 2020 murder of a woman at an Ashwaubenon hotel, he said he didn't understand the plea deal and that his lawyer was ineffective. That was the basis of his motion for the Wisconsin Court of Appeals. In a 12-page ruling Tuesday, the court rejected his arguments and denied his appeal. Sutrick is serving a 40-year prison sentence for his conviction. Four students escaped serious injury Tuesday when a truck pulling a trailer collided with a school bus in Royalton. Wapaka County Sheriff's officials say the accident happened when the school bus was stopped to allow children off. The truck failed to stop and hit the bus. Two students had just stepped off of it. Another was exiting the bus when the crash happened. One student was still seated on the bus. No serious injuries were reported. The Wisconsin DNR says Haley Herzig of Fond du Lac made history over the weekend when she caught the fourth largest sturgeon ever harvested in Wisconsin. The 22-year-old first-time spearer caught a 108-pound female measuring 79.3 inches. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
And Frank Hermes and Jim Schmidt. Do I say your last name right?
No. Hermes. You say Hermes. And you know what? Jim, it's endearing to me. I want you to know that. Okay. You have called me that since I was yay high to a grasshopper.
I know.
We first started getting to know each other.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
That was a long time ago.
Because my mom, my nickname is Beaver, okay?
Yes.
I go by Beaver all the time. My whole family calls me that. So it's kind of a term of endearment.
There it is. That's Frank why I Hermes. Do that. That's why I do that.
I know.
Okay. Why. No, you have done, it's amazing. If you look at my job, my past job, mm-hmm. and your job, we kind of both got into this.
We did, not, same time. Well, you were on the county supervisor board at that time. I had come in, moved to the Meyer. Jaden was in position.
Okay, right.
He was on the, and then he became the president of the Meyer board. And I came in, and then you started,
yeah.
I think it was my first or second year at the Meyer Theater. We became fast friends.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't miss too many of your shows.
You did. You did, and I appreciate it.
But you're downtown. You made the commitment. Yeah. I love that.
And we bring 20, 30,000 people to downtown Green Bay.
And downtown's... They're tough to keep going. I mean, they just are. It takes energy. Mm-hmm. People are like, oh, you're done. What do you mean? But Appleton's doing a great job. Yeah. You know what a downtown I love is Oshkosh.
I do.
Man.
It's a beautiful downtown.
Wide sidewalks, clean. Mm-hmm.
They didn't rip all the buildings down.
No.
Yeah, they
kept that history.
And the cement.
But
you know, it's like brick and mortar, baby. And it looks cool. Those buildings.
We had a guy on yesterday from Channel 2, Emerson,
mm-hmm.
and he does these small town things. And we're talking during the break, and pretty cool how these smaller towns step it up to preserve history.
Correct.
You know, Two Rivers, and mm-hmm. he's, I just, think that's great about Wisconsin. I wish we would have saved a little bit more in Green Bay, but you know, we got the Northland Hotel. We're going to be talking about that.
Yeah.
Actually, we're going to talk about that right now.
Yeah. All right.
The Northland Hotel, which has many, many events, and I'm going to be there on Friday because they have a great Valentine's Day special. I don't know if there's still seating for that, but are you on here, Ashley?
I am.
All right. Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Ashley.
You know Frank?
Yes, we do.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you're on here. How do I introduce you? Are you the vice president, or what do you do there, Ashley?
I'm the operations manager the food and beverage department.
All right.
Yeah.
And you've got a couple big events coming up, and we can touch on Valentine's Day, but let's talk about this pause for applause.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that. That's a big event you have, and that has to do with rescue pets, yes, no?
Yeah, so we're working with Lucky Seven, which is a local shelter here in town, and they foster out dogs. So we're doing a fundraising event for them paired with Tito's and Breakthrough Beverage. So in the month of February, we are selling various Tito's cocktails that are named after a couple of the dogs that they have at their facility. They have Jack, Phoenix, Lady, and they have Blossom. Those are just a couple of the ones that we're working with currently. However, they have many other dogs. But just trying to get their name out there and what they do out there and help get some dogs fostered and adopted. So the puppy fundraiser essentially is going to be a runway. It's just a fun event that's open to the public, and anyone can bring their dog in dressed however they'd like to the nines.
Really? Anyone?
Yes, it's open to anyone.
Are judges' dogs prohibited?
Because you're a judge?
Yeah, I am. Okay. I am. So is Johnny.
If you have somebody to walk your dog, please feel free to dress your dog to the nines and bring them in. My kids are bringing our puppies in dressed up as well.
Are there a bunch of plastic bags available everywhere?
I'm sure we'll be able to find a couple for you.
So this is next. Tell us about it. It's at noon, right? Which is a great time to, you know, mm-hmm. from noon to 2.
It is. Yep. So from 12 to 12:30 is going to be registration. And then 12:30 to 12:45, Lucky Seven is actually going to be doing an introduction. And the puppies that we have featured on the menu, the ones that haven't been adopted out, are actually going to be at this event. And then from 12:45 to 1:30 is going to be the runway with a photo op at the end. So everybody will get to take home a photo with them and their puppy. And then we have dog engraving, and we'll be announcing the winners at the end. And the winner of this event will have a free overnight stay with the Hotel Northland, as well as their puppy featured on the Hotel Northland's website.
How cool is that?
I'm definitely, that's the 22nd. Yeah, so that's really, yeah.
It's a Saturday afternoon?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
12
yes.
to 2. And John and I are judging that. But what should we mm-hmm. look for? Like, if my dog was, you don't want my dog in there because he would win hands down. Because I'm just one of those.
You dress your dog very well, is what you're saying.
Please bring your dog. Okay. We welcome the competition.
What do we look for? It's a costume, or is it, like, they just did that Westminster thing. Did you read that?
Yeah,
that
yes,
Westminster
yes,
did, yeah. they just had the, that you know, that's the second longest running event in the United States, just next to the Kentucky Derby, the Westminster Dog Show.
Really?
I'm sure everybody was. Yes. That's why people tuned in today to hear that. So. Anyway, Ashley. Power. All right. So, is there a popular vote, or is it just Johnny and I, or who are the judges, and how does it work?
It could be a popular vote. It's just a fun event to celebrate your dog, celebrate your loved one.
Great.
And really bringing awareness to Lucky Seven and what they do for the community.
That is a great organization.
I just have a great idea. You know, you're doing the Tito's.
Yeah,
on that Saturday. What if one of the drinks, if you order more of that drink, you know, than other dogs, that dog wins because the proceeds from Tito's, right? Makes judging easier, doesn't it?
I'm worried about the Tito's thing already. That's it.
So the proceeds of each drink. I'm sorry. The proceeds of each drink that's purchased goes to Lucky Seven.
So $1 of every Tito's cocktail that is sold in the month of February, Tito's donates $1 to Lucky Seven. So at the end of the month, we'll do a report to see what has been sold, and donate from there.
And people, there's nothing like a pet, and people, they're going to have dogs to adopt right then and there. I mean, you got to go through a little background, and you got to make sure the dog has got all its shots and everything, but Will they have dogs there for adoption?
They will. They will have the. So we are featuring four of their puppies right now on our menus.
Yeah.
So we have a bio of each one of the dogs that we're featuring for them, as well as photos and links, QR codes to link up to their page. Those dogs that have not been adopted from this month alone will be at the event, along with some of their other dogs that they foster.
You know, Donna, so we're dog people, but they're after one of our dogs died, she's like, I can't take that anymore, so we're not going to get a dog. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, then, you know, you change your mind. It's like, let's go look at a dog. I'm like, if we go look at a dog, we're going to come home with a dog.
Of course you
will. Because they just,
yes,
you know, they just, there's just
fall
something.
In love.
And they, oh, you got that special connection.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This is going to be fun. Hey, tell us other things about the Northland. I know you, I go there often. I just love Poke the Bear, of course, the Walnut Room.
Yeah, I was happy to have you.
Do you still have room for Valentine's Day?
We do. So we are actually doing Valentine's Day on the 14th as well as the 15th. So we're getting quite booked up for the 14th. I believe we have a couple 4 o'clock time slots, as well as we still have a lot of openings for the 15th.
Okay.
But you can make reservations through Open Table.
I couldn't think of that this morning. That Open Table, that's kind of a nice thing. You pick your...
It is.
Actually, the menu, the price, and the tip, it's all right in there, so you don't have to, like... Not that I'd stress about it, but you don't have to... talk about it or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's prepay. You can go in, you can make your reservation, pick your time frame. You can go ahead and you can pay and get all that taken care of. And within 72 hours, when they send you back the menu, you make your selections before you even come and sit down.
So is it 3-course or is it 5-course? What is it? What is it?
It is actually a 4-course.
Four
so there's
course,
an appetizer, there's salad, entree, dessert, and we have craft cocktails as well.
An awesome selection. The entrees are, you know, they are. Those are great. That Open Table, how many restaurants, do you know much about that? Because I made reservations because I was a little worked up that I had some guests in town. And, you know, we went to your place, but they wanted to go to Lambeau.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the name of that?
1919.
Yeah. And they're on there. And I made a reservation for 4. Boom.
Boom.
It was great.
Mm-hmm.
So,
not every restaurant goes with Open Table, but a lot of restaurants do. And I find personally that Open Table is the easiest reservation system to navigate, to make reservations and to navigate on the business side.
So at the Northland Hotel, which is really the nicest hotel north of Milwaukee, I mean, it's the only signature Marriott. I know people... I was pretty instrumental in the redevelopment of that.
Mm-hmm, and you were. There's a bowling alley there.
It's unbelievable what they have there. But that thing's restored with all its original, Frank. I mean, you've been in there enough.
I've stayed there a few times when we do the CP Telethon.
Yeah.
I usually stay every
Chandeliers.
Day.
Chandeliers.
Yeah, gorgeous.
We could have,
it's stunning.
We could have raised it, which, you know, of course, tear it down and built a new one cheaper than the restoration. But they were very tenacious about it and... I just think you need that to preserve that history.
Before they did the hotel, Northland, I visited their sister property down in Dubuque and stayed there. And it is just, I knew that it was going to be just as cool.
Yeah,
even better.
They had more mafia people staying down there.
Yeah,
did he tell you that?
They had a lot of the mafia down there. They did. Chicago.
Do you still give tours at the Northland?
We do. Anybody is welcome for a tour. If you just walk into the front desk, we can definitely have somebody walk you around.
That's awesome.
There's generally somebody on site that can give you a walk around, but if you want a more elaborate one, we can definitely schedule something and walk you around.
All right. I'll tell you this. You know who gives a great tour of the Northland is former Mayor Jim Schmidt, because when he and I first started working together, he kidnapped me and took me in his car down there and then gave me a tour of the entire location. So he's just so very proud.
Well, Jim is always on call for any personalized touring that you may need.
I mean, I love what I do now, working here, teaching in the shelter, but if that job ever opens as the bellman, I'm there.
You're there.
Oh, you'd be great with that. I mean, no work would get done, but you'd be talking.
I might have to pick that up with our GM.
I would. You know, can you get me tickets for this? I'm like, I can work that out. You know, I would. Oh,
you
man.
You know a guy.
I know a guy who knows a guy.
Slip him a 50, he'll get it done.
Oh, I'd call in and say, look, you know, we're sold out. No, you're not. I got to get this guy in there. And
have you been in the boiler room?
I was through there when that thing was just all studs.
Really?
I've been through that. With the coal construction, then it went, actually,
it ran out of money twice in the construction, which that was tough. But you know, you guys came through the management there. And if you're going to work in a hotel, there's a lot of good ones, but that's a very prestigious hotel. Uniforms, and they really do it right. Hey, Ashley, can you just stick around? I got a couple more things I want to run by you. We got a little 2-minute break coming up. Can you stay on?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Ashley, we'll be right back in 2 minutes. This is Frank Herman's
Look at her watch.
Elvis. We'll be right back. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, you ain't ever caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't ever caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Never-Clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. February 10th, the head of the Office of Government Ethics, a Senate-confirmed position, was fired by letter by President Donald Trump, likely illegally. In an even more questionable action the same day, the U.S. Department of Justice dropped federal corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. As we reported last December, Mayor Adams was accused by the Biden DOJ of taking campaign donations from foreign nationals and businessmen, allegedly using straw donors to make them appear as legitimate donations. He was also accused of doing favors in exchange for luxury travel and attempting to conceal those transactions. January 17th, Adams traveled to meet with Trump at Mar-a-Lago. And recently, Adams expressed a willingness to work with the administration on immigration, contrary to New York City's status as a sanctuary city. Now, DOJ has reversed course, citing a memo from Trump's AG restoring the integrity and credibility of the Department of Justice and Trump's executive order ending the weaponization of the federal government. Also on Monday, David Heitema, the director of the Office of Government Ethics, confirmed by the Senate in December for a 5-year term, was notified of his firing by Trump. The head of the Office of Special Counsel, Hampton Dellinger, fired by Trump February 7th, had his removal blocked by a federal judge on Monday. We've linked the DOJ's memo dropping charges against Adams at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Elvis and the Mayor. That's Frank, right. you are the king of Elvis here in Northeast Wisconsin, right? I mean, by far.
You know,
because I was at a contest that was kind of national, and you were in the top five. You
I
were
did. I, really... I was actually 2006. I actually was the fourth best Elvis in the nation.
Yeah,
isn't that crazy?
Yes. No, it's not. I mean, you are. Yeah. Funny, and you look like him, and you sound like him, and yeah,
I look like That's Kurt fantastic. Russell doing all this. Well, thank you, Ashley. I appreciate
the question
that.
Of the hour, though, is can you dance like him?
You know what? I'm 60, but I have fake knees and hips, and I still can do it. I still can
That's
shake
all that
it.
Matters.
Yep, I can still shake it.
Can't get through an airport, but
no,
he,
I can't without the Copperfield. Yeah.
So, Ashley, I think a lot of people have been to the Northland, but sometimes I talk to people and they haven't. And I just think that's just, you know, you got the botanical gardens, you got Bay Beach, and of course, Lambeau Field. And but the Northland should be a stop because we need ambassadors to see that and tell people, look, if you're going to be in Greater Green Bay or Northeast Wisconsin, you should stay there. And I know.
Yes, it's a stunning property.
It is. But besides the hotel part, tell us a little bit about, you know, the downstairs. Frank alluded to that. That is a great place to have like a 50-year-old birthday party, 60. It is the most fun place to rent. And then the Crystal Ballroom. Let's just talk about those two things quickly.
Oh, the Crystal Ballroom. That is stunning. So it is all windows upstairs, original chandeliers, a lot of the original flooring, artwork. Everything is as best as it could be preserved upstairs.
And Ashley, when you walk in that room, you can feel it because you kept it all original. I mean, and, you know, John Kennedy was there. I mean, he was a senator, but he became president shortly after that. And Vince Lombardi signed his contract there. And, of course, Eleanor Roosevelt was there. And you've had some, and when you walk in that room, you can think, and there's some people in Green Bay who are very, very successful that had their wedding reception there. You know, 50 years ago.
Yep.
And that was the place, and it now, again, it's the place.
Well, it's got a balcony around it. That's what's really cool.
That is cool.
And it does. We have a mezzanine balcony, and it's absolutely stunning, overlooking the entire ballroom.
Yeah.
And you have one of the coolest people in the world working for you there, Angela, who is top-notch at booking stuff. She worked for me back in the day.
Oh.
Yeah. She's Angela Jellum.
Yeah, she's out in Vegas now.
Isn't she? She's not there anymore?
No, she's there.
Yeah,
she's just out in Vegas.
She's
just,
on
you know,
a conference.
Oh, she's at a conference. Nice.
Conference. Absolutely fantastic and definitely an asset to our hotel.
Oh,
she sure
great.
Is. She's fantastic.
I think all your employees, and I've interacted with many of them. So let's talk about that downstairs a little bit. Mm-hmm. Bowling alley, billiards table. You can put a little band down there. There's just a lot of cool things you can do in that area. And what is that?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that. What's that called again?
The alley. So it's called the alley.
Well, it's just called the alley.
Because there's a bowling alley.
Yes. You do a lot of holiday parties, birthday parties, bachelor parties. It's a great space for bachelor parties especially.
It really is. I've actually been to a few parties down there that, let's just say the Tito's was flowing. And it was a good time.
And you got a great bar. And that bowling alley they have, Frank, that's like legit.
I know. I shot an 80 on there once.
It is. Wow.
You got an 80?
I got an 80.
I didn't think they went that high.
All 10 frames.
80.
I suck at bowling.
Yeah. And then, of course, Poke the Bear. That's like, I think a lot of people have been there. But that's 11 to 9. That's open pretty much every day, right?
It's open 7 days a week, actually 11 to 11.
Oh, 11 to 11.
We actually extended the hours a few months back.
And then besides the lobby, which is probably the most beautiful
part. I was going to talk about the lobby. Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
If you have not been, it is 1930s. It's like you're walking into a gangster movie. You can see all of those places where they put a room key or card. You want to know what was in there.
Right.
You know? Do you use all of those spaces, by the way?
The
mailbox thing? Or are those just for show?
Now they're just for show.
Okay.
But they have been restored, and we preserve the history of them, yes. But we do not currently use them.
I got to believe one of your biggest comments, besides the wow factor when people walk in there, is the setting of the time on your clock.
That is Lombardi time.
People look at that, they're like, what time is that?
You're on time, you're 15 minutes late.
Yep.
Right. They're looking at their watch. And then, of course, the Walnut Room, where we'll be, you know, Friday, and you got the Valentine's, and that's limited service, but it's great service when you're open. What are the hours over at the Walnut Room?
So we are open every day from 6 in the morning until 11 in the morning. And if you would like, we book out private events every night.
Okay, so
if you have a dinner party, or if you have a pharmaceutical dinner, up to 20 people, we do have private event space available as well.
I like going there, and Frank, we should do this sometime. You know, of course, you got the kids, but Sunday to go there for breakfast is really, really nice.
I've been there for breakfast.
Chill, right?
Yep.
Service is great.
It's amazing.
It's not that expensive, and it's just a really nice place to end your week or start your week.
I got a little history about Northland Hotel.
What's that?
Well, that Curly Lambeau had his office there back in the 20s, or was it the 30s?
At the Northland?
Northland. He sold insurance, Stiefel Insurance, and he had two rooms that he used as an office there at the Northland Hotel. Did you know that?
I did not know.
Yeah, the ghost of Curly Lambeau.
There you go. Anyway,
every day.
All right. So one more time on this, Ashley, let's talk about the pause for applause. It's the 22nd. Yes. It's at noon. Yes. It's open to the public. Any charge to get in?
No, not. We are currently working on a pre-register, but anybody can come. Registration starts at noon, and you can register your dog and yourself. And Lucky 7 will also have forms available if you would like to become a foster parent for puppies, and or if you would like to start the process to adopt one of their dogs as well.
That's awesome. And we
there'll be a lot of information. We'll have leashes. We're going to have dog engravings, so free dog engravings for your dog. Send them home with a leash and a puppy tag to make sure you keep your loved ones safe. There'll be dog bowls available, toys giving away.
All right,
we're
I'm
also going to have a little bit of a silent raffle. Tito's has been gracious enough to donate a basket.
We'll buy that too.
Well,
Ashley Hoffman, Northland Hotel. Pause for applause. The 22nd at noon. Bring the family. This is going to be a great event for a great cause. All right, Ashley. Have a good day. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much for having me.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time on Big Show as Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford joins Trigby Olson and I in an hour number two. What's worse? Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Elon Musk said his Department of Government Efficiency is doing what the people want. It's trimming the size of the government. Asked in the Oval Office about false statements that he shared online, Musk said,
some of the things that I say will be incorrect and should be corrected. So nobody's going to bat 1,000. I mean, we will make mistakes, but we'll act quickly to correct any mistakes.
One mistake, the Bureau of the Fiscal Service disclosed a 25-year-old Musk associate was mistakenly given the ability to make changes to the sensitive federal payment system, but says the error was quickly recognized and an investigation's ongoing. Mark Fogel met President Trump at the White House after he was released from 3.5 years detention in Russia. Kremlin says a Russian citizen has been released from U.S. custody, but has not identified the person. More than a foot of snow fell in parts of Virginia. Another storm now bringing snow to the plains. Rain threatened California. This is ABC News.